You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
To start off today, here is a report that BFM reporter Max Smith has compiled on the current famine situation in South Sudan.
Famine has been declared in two South Sudanese counties in the midst of the country's prolonged civil war. UN agencies and South Sudan's government made a joint announcement last week, claiming over 100,000 people in the two counties are experiencing famine, while over a million more are on the verge. The UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres led a call-to-action press conference where he said it will take $4.4 billion of funding to tackle the hunger crises in not only South Sudan but also Somalia, Nigeria and Yemen. All of these countries, he says, are only a stone's throw away from a catastrophe.
The situation is dire. Millions of people are barely surviving in the space between malnutrition and death, vulnerable diseases and outbreaks, forced to kill their animals for food and eat the grain they saved for next year's seeds.
Addressing journalists at a separate press conference in South Sudan was head of the UN's peacekeeping mission there, former Labour leader David Shearer. Shearer says the famine declaration should not be taken lightly and highlighted the extremity of the situation.
The world hasn't declared famine for 5 years in any area of the world. It's sad that it has to happen in South Sudan, but we will certainly do our best to reach those people, those citizens of South Sudan who are not getting enough food.
He's also quick to attribute blame to the civil war that is currently ripping through the country.
There is nothing about these food shortages which is about a drought or climatic problems. It is all about man-made problems, which is conflict, which has displaced people. It has meant that people are not able to partake in their ordinary livelihoods. They've been displaced, and as a result of that, find themselves short of coping mechanisms and have to rely on outside food aid. This is not a situation that we would like to see. We want to see people on their own, in their own homes, on their land, and being able to cope for themselves.
But Shearer says it's not just the war's displacement and chaos that's causing the famine, but also the government checkpoints across the country which frequently block access to aid groups transporting food.
We have well over 100 military personnel who are joining various peacekeeping groups across the country who are waiting outside the country for visas at the moment, and there's some problem within the bureaucracy of the government which is not allowing them to be able to get into the country. This is a real problem, and it interferes with our effective operations of our forces.
With a rainy season over the horizon, Shearer says there will soon be an even tougher time trying to get food and supplies to those who need it. For BFM News, call Max Smith, tēnē.
This is the fucking news.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.